First and foremost, I want to extend my deepest and most sincere sympathies and condolences to my new friend and colleague in the Senate, Senator Pittman. I want to thank and commend him for bringing this condolence resolution to the floor. I want to obviously extend, as Senator Pittman did, deepest sympathies and condolences to Brian's parents, Brian and Christine, his siblings, Sean and Christian. The Swatts homestead is 605 Hill Street in Mayfield, Pennsylvania, Mr. President. It is about 2 miles from where my wife and I live. Brian was a 2015 graduate of Lakeland High School, and I had the pleasure of writing a letter in his behalf for that appointment to the Board of Governors of the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. And Senator Pittman, it doesn't surprise me that he surprised you. My colleagues on this side of the floor know of a program that I've had for the past 6 or 7 years as a senator. I don't know that my Republican colleagues know this, but every year, all of my public and private schools back home nominate seniors from their schools to become part of my student ambassadors program. Usually around 18 to 20 seniors from my high schools, public and private, and I have those students 5 times in a 4-month period for 5 days. The students get an insider look at what it's like to be a senior or a senator. They get a pretty heavy civics lesson. They engage in meetings with local electeds. They get a chance to get into treatment court and see the president judge of Lackawanna County, do the work there. And Brian was a member of the 2015 class of student ambassadors. At the end of the student ambassador program, I allow the students to pretend that they're a senator for 10 minutes and stand before a committee and make a presentation on a public policy issue that they feel strongly about and that they've researched. And I have qualified objective judges evaluate those presentations, and we pick the top 4 presenters for scholarship assistance. Brian won 2nd place in that competition. Again, Senator Pittman wouldn't be surprised. I was able to write a check for some scholarship assistance for him to attend the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. In 2015, the ambassadors also, as they do each year with me, come here to the Capitol. And on the floor, on the wall of my district office in the city of Scranton is a photograph of me standing right here in the front of the Senate with the 2015 class, and Brian is in that picture. I can't imagine the loss that we all feel when a person who is so bright, with so much promise, is taken from us in such a tragic way. So again, I send my condolences to the family and to his friends, and I want to leave his parents and Senator Pittman with this thought. As long as he sees with your eyes and feels with your heart, he'll always be with you. Thank you, Mr. President.